This old gang. Lip this dark ocean. Tropical smells waft through it across the room. We order some centipede soup. It arrives. A green-gray broth with many floating legs. Clear hair is a big trend now. Some blue-skinned sweetheart drifts by with red, clear hair and triangular sunglasses. I take another drag off my substance pipe and watch her. The purple spandex she is wearing has random holes in it to reveal much warm-colored flesh. I decide not to fuck her or even to try. Why bother trying after all? She looks like she wants some anti-life crouton gang fuck. I am not in a gang. I was in the peppermint motherfuckers for a while, but most of us are dead or in jail. Me and Stan Whitical are the only two left, and we disbanded some 7 months ago. A tough Mexican enters the bar with a necklace containing two human fingers, kills of his. He bumps into an albino rudely as he approaches the bar. My friend Zodiac Clemens says he knows the Mexican, a member of the Apple Mint Cruisers, his mostly killed off gang, the Peanut Toast Troopers. Clashed with them a couple times and had lost a few good men each time. Payback's a real nasty bitch, says Zodiac as he pulls a slender knife from his parchment boot. The knife is gray, transparent, beetle mandible, sharp and still containing a little venom from the bug it came off of. Oh great, another fucking murder. Are you sure you can take that dude? I glance nervously at the Mexican, then at a couple of the hulking bouncers. They had telescoping swords on their belts and brass gloves. I just need a little patience. The fucker is bound to go for a piss and I'll get him on his way out. Then I have a couple smoke bombs to help me slip out before the bouncers get me. I lit up my substance pipe and, coughing, handed it to Zodiac. He took a long drag. We passed it back and forth a few rounds, and I felt that tingle wave buzz that made the music seem to flow through me and change my shape. As we sipped spoonfuls of soup and spit out the legs, a fight broke out on the dance floor. A huge blonde woman with a vegetable pelt trench coat kicked a groping Asian man in the chest. The kick was more to launch than to injure, and he fell back, his face slamming into a clear, afroed bodybuilder's crotch. The blonde smiled wickedly and stepped back into the crowd as the bodybuilder hit the Asian man with a series of hooks and jabs. The Asian was down for the count. Now the bouncers moved in on the bodybuilder. The bouncers here have a strict policy. No one kicked out leaves on their feet. This rule causes a lot of violence and a few murders. So it goes. Hey asshole, you don't start a fight in our bar, growls the first bouncer. Yeah. Now your ass is going to meet the pavement outside, threatens the second bouncer, the gay lover of the first bouncer. They are united through a cheek piercing on a long silver chain. Bodybuilder dude lashed an arm out, grabbing the silver chain and pulling hard. The piercings rip from two bloody cheeks. Crowd is getting interested. The dancing and flirting has stopped. A third bouncer is rushing, but not running. Running wouldn't look tough and cool. To the scene. I didn't notice at the time, but Zodiac had slid out of the chair and was edging away. With a look of wounded rage on their faces, the bouncers move in on Mr. Bodybuilder. He is heavier than them, but they are vicious, and they wrestle him to the beer-soaked floor. I know this is going to get ugly. I steal a smoking cigarette from the neighboring table's ashtray as the owner stares at the battle. The bouncers are trying to put Dude into a hold while punching him in the kidneys. Dude is writhing about and trying to get up to his knees. He throws a stunning open-palmed thrust into the left bouncer's face, and he falls to the floor. The other bouncer is swinging his metal glove onto the top of the dude's head. He falls onto the floor on top of Bouncer 1. Dude is stunned, and the bouncers are smashing him over and over again with steel-toed kicks and gloved hits. A spot of blood or two appears on the dance floor. I hear something behind me, an odd gurgle, and I turn to see the Mexican stumbling forwards, holding his throat. I think he looks right at me as I get up and run for the exit. Zodiac throws down the smoke bombs. They burst with a loud thump.